It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Roadrunner Food Bank is working with agencies and nonprofits across New Mexico to take on hunger in the state. To learn more, I talked with Max Strittmatter, president and CEO of the Food Bank. Here's more of our conversation.
Do you have a beat on the pulse now, what's happening right now, and how many people are really living food insecure every single day?
Well, in the spring, the Kids Count survey came out, and according to that, as far as it comes to the issues and needs around children, New Mexico is now 50th in the country for childhood hunger, and overall, we're six. So one in four children in New Mexico are at risk of food insecurity. One in six adults overall are at risk for food insecurity. So it is a really hard balance in order for a state that does have a high level of poverty to have the ability for individuals, families, to be able to cobble together one or multiple jobs. In most cases, the majority of the folks that we serve are employed, so they're trying to make ends meet. But at the end of the month, something falls short, and so often it is the budget around food for them. So our availability and our capacity to be able to address that need through our agency partners is critical.
What's the ripple effect when a child in New Mexico is living in a situation where they are food insecure?
Well, it is an emotional drain on them because, I always think about going to bed at night, how many parents are going to bed, or for the start, let's say, how many children are going to bed hungry? And then how many parents are going to bed that same night not knowing where the next meals are going to come from in the next several days for their kids and themselves. So it puts a lot of emotional strain on that. For children, when you're talking about kids in school, kids in learning, not having proper access to healthy, nutritious foods really impedes their ability to learn. And as we're trying to foster and raise children and educate future leaders in our communities, that hunger issue is a real impediment that really slows down the ability for people to learn or to retain anything. How can you concentrate in school if you're hungry?
This summer, the Trump administration proposed changes with SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. They wanted to change what they said is called a broad-based eligibility, which allows states to offer SNAP eligibility to households if they're getting temporary assistance, the temporary assistance for needing families.
Right.
It's been reported that this could affect around 3 million people across the country. What kind of impact would that have in New Mexico if these changes were made?
It would be like a playing Jenga, where you're taking one block, pulling blocks that are helping to support a household or family, and taking those blocks out underneath those families. This is a means for them to survive in many cases, having access to SNAP benefits. But by changing restricting the flexibility of the eligibility guidelines will really hamper so many communities, and it'll take a very important lifeline for many families, because these are limited benefits that people get through SNAP. And the majority of people who receive SNAP benefits are employed. And so it's taking one plank that will help a family, that could very well help a family make it through another month, and just taking it away and not having else in its replace. Because it's not as though people can go out and get another job. In many cases, people are working one or in some cases two or three jobs just to manage and try to hold things together. So this would be a very, very detrimental occurrence if that should take place.
There are many students in New Mexico that depend on free lunches at school for their main meals of the day, their main healthy meals, I should say, of the day. Do you see this being jeopardized in any way in the near future?
Well, there's some possible legislation that may impact the level of the free and reduced lunch, too.
Let's talk about that.
So, when you think about what it takes to allow and help a child to be really engaged in their learning every day. Having access to food shouldn't be a luxury. It should just be something that happens. If those eligibility requirements are changed, it could also be very harmful for families, because how are they, they're already in a rough place because they have gone through the eligibility process to apply and be enrolled in the free and reduced lunch program, but it will then take away a type of a safety net that at least when the kids are in school 9 months out of the year, they know that they're getting access to a good lunch that they in other times could not afford to provide for them.
That was Mag Strittmatter, president and CEO of Roadrunner Food Bank. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.